the top of the straight, 300 left to Rana. Luke Curry riding hands and heels with Sunlight. He gives her a little push and she responds magnificently. Extended three, four in front. Terminology can do no more than Pequeri, but Sunlight shooting clear. Maybe a sign of things to come, you might say. Who knows? But Sunlight today trotted in, won by four from Terminology and Pequeri. A decent gap, Sugar Sizzle, Mashani Phantom.
Tony McAvoy had been on plenty of media outlets during the week saying that he probably expected Sunlight to go to the races and win, but wow, she did more than win. She set the racing world alight with talk of how good she might be, and Tony joins us on the back of that win yesterday. Good morning, Tony.
Yeah, good morning, Warren.
Conservative and as controlled and level-headed as you are, surely you got a little bit excited yesterday.
When Luke pressed the button on the top of the straight, that really stood my hairs up. She's a pretty exciting filly, and coming into a big race like the Magic Millions at the time of the year, it's very, very exciting, I've got to say.
Luke's had a lot to do with her. What was his comments post-race yesterday?
Yeah, look, he was pretty excited about her. He just said that she did it so much more professionally than the start before. He said even going to the barriers, she was much more composed, stood in the gate. In the past, she's been a little bit agitated in the barriers, Warren, but yesterday she stood there and accepted it and flew the lids and just controlled the race. And the other real positive from Luke was that when he wanted, when Gay's horse decided just to drop off, Luke asked her just to come back a half a length. And she accepted it really well and came back under it. So that's something she's never been really good at doing. And so I think there's a lot of positives to come out of it.
So I was just going to ask you about, Tony, from that first start in the Maradong trial where she was really hard on the bit in the middle stages, she seems to have got very soft in Luke's hands in a couple of runs, so she's really learning quickly.
Yeah, she is, Dean. She is. And just that day, you know, spring carnival time, it's a big, for first timers, these babies, it's a big occasion, and she just got a little bit excited when she got behind the barriers in the Maribyrnong, and Luke knew then that we were in a little bit of strife, and of course we were still learning about her then too. If we'd known now what we knew, you know, back then, we'd have kept pressing and wouldn't have let Nomophage lead us. So but that's learning about your animal and what we've got to handle.
Tony, how important is drawing a barrier for next Saturday's race? Is it really in integral to her winning chances that she draws inside eight?
Yeah, I think so, Carl. Barriers are important in any race, I believe, and certainly at the Gold Coast. I walked it there on Friday, and see, you cover some ground if you caught wide there. It's a real disadvantage, I would have thought. So, look, the barrier gods have been really kind to me with her, and I hope that continues.
What does the week involve with her now that she's had the run yesterday and you're now 6 days out from grand final day?
Yeah, look, all our work's done, I think, now, Warren. I really do believe that she needed that yesterday. And I think now what I saw in the run and after the race and the half an hour after the contest, the way she recovered and handled it and how bright she was in the eye, she's now a fit racehorse and ready for a grand final. So she'll just have a nice quiet week. We'll go down to Nudgee Beach and she'll wade around in the water and have some fun and just have a canter through the week, really.
With a horse that's creating such a bit of a boom, how do you manage owners' expectations with such an exciting filly?
Look, I've got a group of girls in this filly and...
Just order more champagne then?
Yeah, just a little bit more champagne. But look... They're very, very excited. A couple of girls first time in, and you you count your lucky stars, don't you, to get a horse this good at any time, whatever stage you are of ownership. But look, they just feel blessed and got great expectations of what we can do next week.
Fingers crossed for a safe week and a good barrier draw, as you'd outlined. We spoke briefly yesterday about a filly you've got on debut in the transferred meeting from Saturday to Sunday in South Australia in the Spicer Thoroughbred colours, Once in a Lifetime. How's she on game day morning?
Yeah, look, she's nice. She's good this morning, lovely and bright. My team have rang me from home, Warren, and they're very pleased with her. And she's a nice filly in the making. She's going to be a three-year-old and a miler. I've got the half-brother, a horse called Nistan, and he ran second for me in November in a two-year-old race at Ballarat, the Magic Millions backwards race. Ever since then, he's been looking for further and further. So I've learned quite a bit about the family from him. And I like her. She'll run very well today, but she'll be much better when she gets out to 1,600 metres.
An exciting week ahead, Tony. I'm sure you're going to be doing plenty of media and hopefully plenty of media post-race, and very busy looking at yearlings, looking for the next Sunlight up on the Gold Coast. Enjoy the week, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Warren. Thanks, Dean. Thanks, Carl.